From Focal Point's Courageous Discourse, Beyond the Breach, Taming the Hantavirus Threat with Favipiravir, by Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH. While public health officials and hospital representatives are portraying hantavirus pulmonary syndrome as being unassailable, waiting for a vaccine to arrive, the story on favipiravir is being suppressed. Favipiravir 6-fluoro-3-hydroxy-2-pyrazine-carboxamide, or T705, represents a significant advancement in the development of broad-spectrum antiviral therapeutics. Unlike nucleoside analogs that mimic natural precursors, favipiravir functions as a potent, selective inhibitor of the viral RNA-dependent RNA polymerase RDRP complex. Upon entering the cellular environment, T705 undergoes intracellular phosphoribosylation to its active form, favipiravir-ribofuranosyl-5-triphosphate T705-RTP. This active metabolite acts as a pseudopurine, effectively terminating viral RNA chain elongation. This mechanism is particularly effective against the negative sense, single-stranded RNA viruses responsible for hantavirus pulmonary syndrome HBS, including Andes virus ANV and SYN number virus SNB. Preclinical data have consistently demonstrated that favipiravir provides substantial protection when administered in the early phases of infection. In the hamster model of HBS, which recapitulates the severe pulmonary edema and capillary leak syndrome observed in human patients, D705 significantly reduced mortality rates and viral titers in pulmonary and lymphatic tissues. Crucially, favipiravir exhibits superior pharmacokinetic profiles compared to ribavirin, the conventional, albeit problematic, standard of care for HBS. Ribavirin is characterized by significant hematological toxicity, including dose-dependent hemolytic anemia. In contrast, favipiravir is generally better tolerated, exhibiting a wider therapeutic window and fewer dose-limiting side effects in mammalian models, positioning it as the premier candidate for clinical translation. The oral route is the well-established delivery method for favipiravir. These tablets are typically manufactured as 200 mg immediate-release units for human use. Because the drug undergoes extensive metabolism by aldehyde oxidase AO and to a lesser extent by xanthine oxidase, it requires relatively high loading doses to achieve and maintain therapeutic plasma concentrations. The availability of favipiravir varies significantly by jurisdiction, reflecting the complex interplay between public health crises and pharmaceutical regulation. Japan. Favipiravir, marketed as Avigan, was approved by the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare primarily for the treatment of pandemic influenza strains resistant to standard neuraminidase inhibitors. It remains available under strict protocols. Russia. The Ministry of Health has approved domestic formulations of favipiravir for a range of viral indications, following accelerated review processes during recent public health emergencies. India. Several pharmaceutical manufacturers were granted emergency use authorization for favipiravir to address large-scale viral outbreaks, resulting in widespread availability in both private and public health sectors. Turkey and other markets. Various nations in the Middle East and Southeast Asia have integrated favipiravir into their national stock, K-piles or treatment protocols for emerging infectious diseases, /United States and European Union. Favipiravir lacks broad approval for general clinical use. In instances where patients are unable to swallow tablets, such as those in critical care settings, compounded oral suspensions administered via nasogastric tubes could be utilized. Access is restricted to clinical trials or emergency investigational protocols, largely due to concerns regarding potential teratogenicity observed in preclinical rodent studies, necessitating rigorous monitoring. Favipiravir stands as a robust candidate for treating highly pathogenic hantaviral infections. While animal models confirm its high inhibitory potential and favorable safety profile compared to ribavirin, human clinical data remain the missing link for definitive validation. Future clinical trials must prioritize optimized dosing regimens to maximize efficacy in the critical early window of HBS progression. The passengers in biocontainment facilities and in home quarantine should be urgently tested with oral favipiravir. Additionally, the 30 crew and medical personnel currently on the contaminated MV Hondius sailing for Rotterdam should have favipiravir airlifted to them on the ship. Alter-I may be used to assist in searches, synthesis, and review. Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH. President, McCullough Foundation. Focal Points has partnered with Patriot Mobile to defend your medical freedom. Join Patriot Mobile today. Safronitz D., Falzerano D., Scott D.P., Fiorida Y., Feldman H., Goen B.B. Antiviral efficacy of favipiravir against two prominent etiological agents of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. Antimicrobe agents Chemother, 2013 Oct. 5710:4673-80 doi. 10.1128/OCH.00886-13, EPUB 2013 Gel 15, PMID 23,856,782, PMACID, PMC 3,811,478, Antiviral Research, Comparative Analysis of T705 and Ribavirin in Hamster Models of HBS, The Lancet Infectious Diseases, Reviews on Broad-Spectrum RDRP Inhibitors and Emerging Pathogen Preparedness, National Health Authority Databases, Regulatory Status Reports, Japan MHLW, India CDSCO,